going to test our team right off the get-go.
You guys kind of recruit the same type of players often, I would
imagine. We do, and we've had some battles, and we've lost a couple lately. We've had a couple kids in here the last year and a half, Minnesota kids that they ended up getting and going to Duluth. But that's okay. That goes to show me, you know, we're on the right kids because they've done a great job over there. And it's hard to pull those kids out of the state of Minnesota that they want, you know, that they could stay right there and play for them. But that's okay. We'll continue to get in those wars, and they can't take them all.
No more Cameron Easy, no more Farley. So right. They lose a couple of guys, two of their biggest
stars.
Well,
and their best defenseman. Well, I shouldn't say their best defenseman, but he had a great shot, the kid on defense, Walensky, there back there. I mean, he could shoot it a ton, and he was strong, and he played like a man child, and their goalies were good. They had really good goalies last year too, so they had a good year. Obviously you make the NCAA tournament, and they had a good year, and you know, I think they're, like I said, they're anxious, they're excited for their year two. Talking with them, they think they're gonna have a good team,
and they feel, you know, I'm sure they want to, you know, I think they were picked first in the preseason last year for the Nacho, and right. Finished fifth, and I'm sure that's bugging them a little bit. But, you know, like you said, they made the tournament. I think they got to the regional final and lost there. So
yeah, they did. Like I said, they've got a good team. Mm-hmm. So you want to play good teams, and that's always been my deal since I've come back here. I want to try and play the best teams that we can get on our schedule. Going into Duluth might not be the smartest thing. Going down to Ann Arbor and playing at Michigan might not be the smartest thing. Going down to South Bend and playing Notre Dame might not be the smartest thing. All three of those teams made the NCAA tournament last year. But, you know, we're to the point now where our program, we feel that we can go in and beat anybody on any given night in any rink. Sure, you'd like them at home, but sometimes you have to, like I said, it just happens this year that we had to go on the road, and we'll get those games back here in Houghton, which is the beauty. So, I want to make sure we get an opportunity to play the best teams. And it might not always be at our rink, but we're going to seek the best teams out and play them.
They always have great crowds there, especially when Michigan Tech is playing in town. It's a great rivalry, like you said, for many, many years. I know you know Sandy so well. And,
yeah.
And of course, the two schools in the WCHA were traveling partners. They played four times every year
right.
in the regular season. So it's such a familiar rivalry, and what a great time of year to be heading down to.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, yeah. And like I said, I know there's some tickets, and the Alumni Association is having an event in Duluth. So if you're either a fan, you don't have to be alumni per se, but come on over. I want to say it's on Saturday, but I'm not sure of that. You can check with our Alumni Association. I'm sure you'll have it on the air, Dirk. You can
absolutely.
We'll try and put it on our website too. But no, it's going to be a fun weekend. I'm like I said, it's been a long wait. You know, it's been a long wait since that Ferris game. You know, I mean, that was a tough game to swallow last year. We had a real good year. We were the last team not to make it in the NCAA tournament. So, you know, it was a long summer for a lot of reasons. But I know our people are anxious. They're excited to get going. And like I said, I can't wait till that puck drops on Saturday. It's going to be goosebumps. And it always happens. It doesn't matter. I've been in this 35 years now. Been coaching at the Division I level, and every year seems fresh, and you know, it's like that first day of going to school all over again. So here we go.
All right, we'll be back. You still have time to get your questions in. DJ@themix93.com if you're listening to this on Monday morning. Send them in right now, and we'll ask Coach those questions when we come back. It's all part of the Mel Pearson Show right here on Mix 93.
Steph from the Wickley Agency. From the moment she was born, I promised to love her, to protect her from all of the monsters under her bed, and to support her and all of her dreams. From the moment she was born, I promised that I would always provide for her, no matter what. That's why I bought life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, to secure her future, no matter what. Do you have the life insurance your family needs? Give us a call at 482-1140 or stop by the Wickley Agency in Hancock.
Sushi Tuesday at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub, now in its seventh year. Every Tuesday from 4 till 10 p.m., the sashimi-grade fish is flown in overnight from the world-famous Honolulu Fish Company in Hawaii, featuring the highest quality and freshest sashimi-grade fish available worldwide. Sushi restaurants all over the globe buy from the Honolulu Fish Company. The Library Restaurant and Brew Pub has featured this fish for 7 years. Get the same fish you'd get in sushi restaurants in Chicago, New York, and L.A. Stop in for Sushi Tuesdays at the Library. Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room. The smile that captivates, that instantly puts people at ease. The smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it. Protect it. Superior Smiles Gentle Quality Dentistry for the entire family with pediatric dentist Sarah Matlack. Doctors Fisher, Tony Sarazen, Joe Strong, and Justin Sliss can give you that superior smile. Superior Smiles Family Dentistry in Hancock. Call today for your superior smile. 482-3600.
In sports, movement is a force to be reckoned with. Your feet fuel that force. At Northern Foot Care Center, Dr. Remingun knows how to treat athletes, getting them back in action sooner. When your feet feel good, performance increases. Games are won and records are crushed. You want answers? We have them. Technology cutting edge. Experience over 28 years. Results game changing. Pro sports teams have the best foot and ankle experts. Now you have one. Call 482-9950 or click northernfootcare.com.
All right, welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ. And we are ready to take some of your questions. Got a few questions here for Coach. Again, if you want to get one in here, you can still do it. It's DJ@themix93.com. That's DJ@themix93.com. Some of these questions, Coach, came in before the show, so some of the stuff we've already talked about, but okay. This one talking about the centers again, and sure. and much like you, they're asking you, are you happier with the depth of what appears to be in the center position?
Oh, definitely. Like I said, last year we had all those changes at the center position, and this year much more stable, know what we have, and faceoffs are so important. Like I said, we're a puck possession team. We want to play with the puck, and faceoffs are so huge, and to have that depth and those returning players will be hopefully work in our favor, especially early and as we go forward. So anxious to see those guys, and they make the wingers better too. They're good playmakers, and they understand what we need. So really excited about our centers, and they, like I said, they do so much in our defensive zone too. So and that's a good thing. So can't wait, and I'm sure they're excited to get going too.
The next question, Coach, is asking you: Are you surprised? Any surprises with the rankings or the preseason polls, I guess?
Yeah, I know one of the national polls will come out today. I think it's a USCHO poll that I vote on, and that's always a hard one. No one's played yet, and you got to pick a poll, but preseason poll, just like our league is. No one's played, but not really. Bowling Green, to me, has the most returning depth at every position, so I voted them one. Minnesota State will have another good team. They always do. They lost some good players, just like we did. Ferris State, I like their team. They got their goalie back. They've got some good forwards. They lost a couple of real key defensemen. So, but Northern's improved. Lake Superior, Damon's done a nice job. Lake Superior's improved over there. Bemidji, they always work hard. They play with speed. They've got a good goaltender back. And then, Huntsville's making strides. The two Alaska schools are very dangerous. I mean, we found out last year, Anchorage, we couldn't beat them, in two home games. So it's going to be, I think where everybody's picked, no real surprises there, just how they are. And, every night in this league's a battle, and it's going to be tighter and tighter. But I'm looking forward to that. If we get into 3-on-3 and if we ever get to a shootout, it's going to be real exciting for the fans.
Next question, Coach. Of last year's freshmen, now this year's sophomores, which one do you expect to maybe take some big strides?
Well, we only had three freshmen last year, and one of them left, and, Jake Jackson, I would think. He had the one goal, but he really, anytime he got some momentum, he got an injury. So I think he's the guy who's really ready to have a huge year and a big impact on our team.
Can you contrast the styles of your three goalies, Coach? Who is the best puck handler? Who plays more aggressively in cutting angles? And are there any of them unconventional?
Wow, no, I would say none of them are unconventional. And this is a good question for Joey Sean, but I'll just give you my take on it. Devin Caro and Angus Redmond are similar. They're both big. They take up a lot of net. Athletic. They both handle the puck really well. And I just commented the other day, I was surprised how well Angus handled the puck. Usually a freshman coming in, that's one of the weak parts of their game, but he actually handles the puck well. So they're very similar, take a lot of net, play the angles. Matt is not, Winches is not as big, but he's very calm in the net. I mean, he's very positionally sound and doesn't get rattled, you know, doesn't waste a lot of energy in there. You can see it, where the other two, I think, battle a little bit more. Matt's just a matter of fact and just stays in there and takes the shot. So, but he's got to play on the top of his crease more because of his size and get out and take that the angles away and the net away.
Another goalie question here, Coach. Winches looked the best in, this is the email, mm-hmm. Winches looked the best of the three in the intra-squad game and is the only goalie with a win. Devin looked pretty good.